This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Today's storm along the Front Range dropped up to 8 inches on parts of the Denver area. However, National Weather Service meteorologist Paul Schlatter says the evening commute will be much better than this morning's snowy drive.
It was a very messy commute this morning, especially in Metro Denver and the foothills west and south of Denver. That's where the roads are really bad this morning. But those conditions are going to improve rapidly with every hour that passes and the sun gets a little higher in the sky.
Indeed, temperatures got above freezing this afternoon, back in the mid-50s along the Front Range tomorrow. Authorities will share information with four Latin American countries about child welfare cases in Colorado involving kids from those nations. State health officials say the formal agreement will help keep children in the U.S. with family members when a welfare case is opened. The four counties are El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. Peyton Manning is a semifinalist for next year's induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It is the first year that the former Broncos quarterback is eligible. He joins 24 others, including former Broncos safety John Lynch, as possible inductees. Manning led the Broncos to a Super Bowl win in Super Bowl 50. 2 years earlier, he had led them to an embarrassing loss in the Super Bowl. The inductees will be announced in February. Coming up, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has surpassed the 30,000 mark. This year, stocks plunged after pandemic lockdowns, but came back after drug makers reported success in developing coronavirus vaccines. Then, nurses and doctors across the country pitched in when New York City was overwhelmed with coronavirus. Now, with the pandemic simmering coast to coast, hospitals cannot count on reinforcements. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also, gyms and yoga studios face new coronavirus restrictions despite a lack of outbreaks tied to them. And some owners think that's unfair. CPR's Andrea Dukakis will have our story coming your way in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Clear skies along the Front Range tonight, lows 20 to 25 degrees. This is CPR News.